Hello there. Happy Monday. This is Ivy, and you are listening to The Charm. The Charm is generously underwritten by Higher Ground, a locally owned venue hosting a wide array of live music and events since 1998. Located just up the hill in South Burlington, Higher Ground brings fans closer to their favorite artists and upcoming acts with nights of live music, comedy, and drag performances, as well as vibes. On Saturday, March 29th, Higher Ground welcomes indie rock supergroup The Hard Quartet, featuring Stephen Malkmus of Pavement, with support from Sharp Pins. The full calendar can be found online at highergroundmusic.com. And thank you so very much for Higher Ground for underwriting this show. I'm so happy to be back. We weren't here last week because I was on spring break, which is a lot of fun. If you caught my show last week, I did a whole kind of like French inspired set, but now we're kind of not totally back to regularly scheduled programming, but a little bit. Today's gonna be a lot of jazz, just a lot of like instrumental music that I was liking today, because that's just what I've been listening to. We've been doing a lot of studying recently. Sometimes, at least this happened this year and last semester too, school gets really intense after like a little break. So I've been listening to a lot of jazz to help calm me down, and I hope it calms you down too. But yeah, without further ado, I mean, I guess we'll hop right into it. This song that's been playing in the background, of course, is Girl Full of Charm by Soul Injection, as it has been every show this semester. Up next is going to be Rain by Walter Wanderley. And then just some more jazz for you. And a little special surprise at the end. It's not that special or crazy, but it does kind of connect to our underwriter. I'll give that little story when we get to it, but it's gonna be a very big vibe switch at the very end of the show. But for now, we have some nice chill jazz. We can chill out. I'm gonna do some homework. Maybe you can do some homework, listen in, relax. And yeah, up next is Rain. Thank you. Alto Glide by Alan Hawkshaw. We heard A Time for Love by Cal Tejer and Rain by Walter Wanderley. Up next, we're going to be hearing Elegant Soul by Gene Harris and The Three Sounds. Enjoy. Thank you. Pukio Rollins. We heard Windshift by Trevor Duncan, and Elegant Soul by Gene Harris, and Three Sounds. The time is 4:24, and you are listening to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. I have a few more songs for you, and I guess we'll get right into them. But up next is To a Flame by Astrid Gilberto.
Thank you.
That was Love Deluxe by Keith Mansfield. We heard Lady Bird by Brian Bennett. Ahead of that was Liquid Sunshine by John Cameron. Lovable by Sandro Brangouli. And starting us off was To a Flame by Astrid Gilberto. The time is 4:43 here in Burlington, Vermont. And I'm going to do a little weather and news update a little bit earlier than I usually would, because our news segment is going to kind of tie in to our last song of the night. But first up, before we get to the news, let's talk about the weather. The current temperature is 37 degrees outside, and it feels like 32. The sun is going to be setting tonight at 7:10 p.m. Now that's what I like to hear. We have had a UV today of zero, surprisingly. And it's kind of cloudy, just kind of a little windy. It's a classic Burlington day. Tomorrow, Tuesday, the 25th, we're seeing a high of 46 and a low of 32. It's going to be cloudy with winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, so a little bit of a chill. The sun will set tomorrow at 7:12. The moon will be in a waning crescent, but the UV will be up to 2. Crazy, I know. Looking ahead to the rest of the week, I'm seeing a high of 51 next Monday. That is music to my ears. Nothing like the temperatures we were seeing earlier last week, but still exciting nonetheless, as the temperatures kind of start to get more mild here in Burlington, I can only hope that it will get up back up to that 70 degrees sooner rather than later. Wednesday. Okay, I have two announcements. Let's get my head on straight. Wednesday. Okay, we have exposure. We have Kit Bash coming in to the studio on Wednesday, March 26th, all as always, from 6 to 8 p.m. But that's going to change because next Wednesday, April 2nd, we are doing Exposure on the Road, a singer-songwriter little get-up that we're doing in Brennan's live. You can come to the Davis Center here at UVM and watch all of the acts perform. It will be 5 to 7 p.m., though, not our usual 6 to 8. It will be 5 to 7 p.m. in Brennan's because of some little scheduling things, but we worked it all out. We are still accepting applications. If you want to be live on air at here at WRUV, you can do so. Go to Exposure, the Exposure Instagram, which actually I'm going to pull up because I actually don't know it off. Oh, it's wruv.exposure on Instagram. And you can sign up with the link in our bio all the way until tomorrow at around midnight is when the form will be closing. I wouldn't wait until that long. I'm going to close it before I go to bed. So that might be midnight. It might be 9 p.m. It could be 6. You never know. So get your applications in as soon as possible. It's going to be so much fun and I cannot wait. In other news, though, my actual news for the day is that an artist near and dear to my heart has announced her next album. Ethel Kane has announced tour dates and her new album, Willoughby Tucker, I Will Always Love You, Pitchfork says. I saw this announcement on her Instagram this morning, and I don't think I handled myself properly. It's this announcement's like her like B-sides of her last album, Preacher's Daughter, which I've played a good amount last year on my time slot, but after she released Perverts earlier in January, which was an experimental project, she will now follow up with her sophomore studio album, Willoughby Tucker, I Will Always Love You, this August. And she is having a North American and European tour that will take her all across North America and Europe. It's being kind of seen, like, as she mentioned on her Instagram, it's the B-sides of her last album. But it's kind of, this album is a prequel to Preacher's Daughter, and, like, I don't know, just, you can, I'm just very excited. I'm getting, like, kind of flustered trying to think of what I want to say about it, but, there's a lot to explore. If you haven't listened to her first album yet, I highly recommend it. It's a very near and dear album of mine. But, so off of this new album, she's going to be releasing some unreleased songs, but one of those unreleased songs is a song that I've been playing on YouTube for years now, and I've been waiting for it to be released, and it's not confirmed that it's going to be released, but I believe it is. So, up next is Dust Bowl, which is a demo of what has been teased to be on her new album. It's a demo she released, like, years ago, and I hope you love it as much as I do, and then this will be our last song of the night. I apologize for the rambling, but also I don't, because I love to ramble even when it's incoherent, but here is Dust Bowl by Ethel Kane, without further ado.
Natural blood stained blood.
And that was Dust Bowl by Ethel Kane. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I have, again, one more tiny little announcement before I go, but you have been listening to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. Yeah, this has been The Charm. I'm Ivy, DJ B also, but yeah, thank you for tuning in. And now, a little reminder. You know this moment. The sky gets dark and the clouds all bluish-gray. A big storm is coming your way. What do you do? The sensible folks would whip out their umbrellas and boots, and the cozy ones curl up wistfully by the window. Most of us, meanwhile, will probably grumble in our wet socks and say something like, "This rain today, eh?" But there's another option, and this could be you. Dance in the rain, ditch the umbrella and the boots and let loose. Twirl, spin, and jump to your heart's content. Dance until your clothes are soaked and your heart is full. Seriously, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Tune in to your inner Natasha Bedingfield and to WRUV for the soundtrack to your epic rainy dance party. This message has been brought to you from your drenched DJs here at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. Thank you to my dad, my boyfriend, and our friend Kate, too, who all tuned in to the show today. I appreciate your never-ending support, and my dad was saying that he wanted a shout-out. So that's your shout-out, Dad. But yeah, I'll see you all next week. Same time, same place, here on WRUV at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But yeah, that's all I have for you today. We'll see what the charm brings next week and whatever I find charming then. But until then, you have some automation until our lovely music director gets in the studio. Bye-bye.
I got thrown in on a 4th and 5 just so they could take a knee. Oh, I was only thinking about my 6th string. I remember coach trying to break us down. Two a days had us passing now. This week we gotta play away. Home team just came from state. Lost by 6, that's the worst way. Damn. Bus ride back had a sour taste. Had a revelation about where I wanna be. I was drained of patience and my energy. Just to find out I played the wrong game. I was thinking about my 6th string. Heat wave ain't ever taking breaks. Oh, we will find shade in the cemetery. To the Angel Oak. Heavy conversation with a little smoke. Mama's cooking up cornmeal grains. Daddy's yelling at the football game. I was upstairs trying to make a name. I was upstairs with my 6th string.
A perfect day. Drink sangria in the park, and then later.